Okay, just starting off with the agenda. Jeremiah, hopefully you'll be recording attendance. Obviously, we're recording, so you should have that. I'll call the meeting to order and ask for a motion to approve the agenda.
Zena, I move to approve the agenda.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
I second.
Janina, okay. All right, Huey.
Aye.
Janina.
Aye.
Adu.
Aye.
Denise.
Aye.
Zena.
Aye.
And Anthony, aye. The agenda has been approved. Are there any presentations from the floor on non-agenda items? Okay. Are there any presentations from the floor on agenda items? Okay, moving forward, I'll turn it over to, I think, Farnaz to discuss the leadership updates.
It has been probably professionally for mostly everyone at ECS, and I think for many people throughout the country in education, one of the most challenging weeks and months professionally for all of us. The Delta variant has posed a lot of new challenges throughout the summer. We had schools having as many as 90% of a class engaging in summer bridge program and coming for summer camp activities and African dance classes and drumming, and it was phenomenal. And we were all very optimistic about the start of the school year. And then Delta came along and a lot of anxiety built. I was really proud of the fact that up until yesterday, we had had zero transmissions occur at any of our campuses. And then yesterday, we had three staff members who had lunch together test positive for COVID. And so I think that adds to the anxiety. And we're doing everything we can, lots of safety presentations, a lot of testing and more testing. I am actively hiring a one-year position for a director of health and safety who's going to be really an operational and communications partner for me, because I've been stepping into operationally managing all of this testing and all of the communications around it. And it's a lot to do that in addition to all of the organizational management stuff. So our hope is to have someone hired by tomorrow. We have a strong candidate with a good background in management and communication, and it's a one-year role. We're also hiring a lot of testing assistants and coordinators. If you know of any young people who need morning gigs from 7:30 in the morning till about noon, who are awesome human beings and want to come around and help people coordinate testing, do contact tracing, document things, please send them our way. We're confident. I'm blown away by our parent community. We sent out a survey about independent study programming. One campus had 8 parents express interest. The other campuses either had 1 or 2. So we're really grateful that as of right now, we don't have a very significant demand for independent study. We recognize that that could change. There are other schools that we are familiar with that are our partner schools in LACO that have had 10% of their student population leave. There are other, because they didn't provide independent study options. There are other schools that because of testing had much fewer students than they can imagine. So we're doing the best we can to ensure that we can keep our families and community engaged. And for that reason, we are presenting you today with an independent study plan policy. It's largely what was rewritten by the California Charter School Development, CSTDC Corp. They're amazing. They're run by an attorney, and he does all of the work and then shares the best practices with us. So what we're presenting to you is sort of the most basic representation of policy shift around independent study. And we're going to do our best to deliver as many services as we can to retain and support our students throughout this year. And with that, I'm just going to open up to the consent agenda items and the rest, unless you have any questions.
Okay. Do you want me to go ahead and get a motion to approve consent items A and D, and then we'll take any questions.
Well, my leadership update is not linked to the consent item, so you're welcome to ask any questions about the update that I shared, and then we can jump into.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
I apologize. You're
talking about the consent.
Yeah, item. No. Sorry. No. Yeah.
I just have a quick question. The three that tested positive, do they have any symptoms? How are they feeling?
They're symptom free. So okay. It's only because of our testing. Thank God they're symptom free.
Yeah.
And they're vaccinated?
Unfortunately, I can't share that information with you, but
that would be a HIPAA.
But, you know, thank God they're symptom free. And we, you know, have stepped in, like the home office is basically going to school sites to fill in gaps. So we're all supporting and spreading out and,
So we don't have to require that all teachers.
As of right now, we're not mandating all teachers. We have 90%, 89% of all staff vaccinated. And that's really been through a force of nudging and emailing and reminding and offering. But as of right now, it's 89%. We have not mandated. We're painfully aware of the fact that a majority of our staff who are not vaccinated are people of color. And they talk about not trusting the system, and the fact that it hasn't been authorized is a piece of an element of concern for them. So I'm not in a place where I would recommend mandating for us. I want to hold out until formal authorization. And then I want to offer as many supports as we possibly can, because I really want to retain the staff that we have and not have that be a reason for anyone leaving. But at the same time, I don't like the fact that anyone's at risk. So it's a painful juggling effort. I just heard that Culver City is requiring all students to be vaccinated. That again is not something that we can do, because only about 40 to 50% of our communities are between the ages of 12 to 17 are vaccinated. That in comparison to El Segundo, which is 92% vaccinated between the ages of 12 and 17. So it's a big gap, but we're gonna do everything we can to continue. We have a vaccine clinic at the high school on the first day of school, because parents are gonna be coming in Lawndale. So we're offering tons of supports.
How often are staff tested?
Staff are going to be tested once a week, mm-hmm. and twice a week if they're not vaccinated. So the additional time of vaccination should in some ways, and of testing should hopefully encourage some people to want to get vaccinated. And then eventually if rates drop, we can go back to not testing vaccinated people, which is what we had planned prior to the Delta variant. And then students are all getting tested in the first 2 weeks. And then after week two, we're gonna have a randomized model based on prioritizing unvaccinated students, and with the hopes that 100% of our parents will be registered for testing. And so then we'll randomly test regularly to ensure that we're keeping rates down.
You know, the testing, who's paying for that, and where are we getting the tests from?
We're getting special money through the state of California for, is it LA County, Jeremiah, or state of California? Anyways, one of
state
the
two. California.
Thank you, Jeremiah. No. And specifically bucketed for testing. A lot of our testing is free. We work with Color Lab, which is in Valencia, and that's free and covered by insurance. Mm-hmm. But the other testing that we're buying right now, for example, we're buying every staff member a rapid antigen test that they could have at home. So if they are having any quirks or feelings, they can test themselves before coming on campus and know within 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. And then the PCR test is what we're using, which is more sensitive at the school-based level, but takes longer to wait for results. Mm-hmm. And then we're also using, and we're getting a significant amount of money from the state level that we're going to be using for paying for the staffing associated. So the director of health and safety and all of these assistants that are going to be helping coordinate, because it's a lot of coordination. Denise, thank you for thinking of someone. If anyone else has anyone awesome, please send them our way. Even if it's like 2 days a week, we can figure out how to get a good group of people working.
Farnaz, I have a question regarding how the information is being delivered to the parents, especially those Spanish-speaking families.
So I'm actually in charge of communications, and I've been writing a communication every other day and then getting it translated. And then some of those communities, so like the way I've been approaching it is like one very long communication that's all inclusive for those people who like to see everything once in one place, followed by lots of mini communications that focus on elements. We're updating our website. We're sharing in as many different ways as we possibly can, sharing lots of videos like this is how you self-administer the test. This is how you register. This is how you, we're doing RUVNA screenings that they're going to be doing at home every morning before they come, with the hopes that that'll like encourage them to not come on campus if they're not feeling well. So we're really wrapping it around and doing every, approaching it from every way that we can to increase safety.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Okay. If you don't have more questions, if you have questions later, if you have ideas of people you want to send away, don't hesitate to reach out to me outside of this. And Anthony, I know I owe you an email with someone wonderful that you introduced us to, but everyone else, if you're waiting on anything from me, I just want to encourage you, if you can, to just send me an email or remind me, because I'm definitely running to catch up all the time right now. So as we all are. So
yeah. Anything I can do to follow up, let me know. I can, you know, I don't know if you want to do that, if you want me to do it, but let me know.
I have a draft in my outbox waiting. I just need to do one last review and send it. It's just sometimes the smallest things prevent us from.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, are we good to move to the consent items? I just want to make sure anyone else have anything else they want to discuss regarding Farnaz's updates. Okay, so as we normally do, we'll get a motion to approve, see if there are any questions, concerns, comments, and then we'll take a vote on the approval. Do I have a motion to approve consent items A through D?
I have a question, actually. Can I bring up the question now about any of those items? So I think it's in action item A regarding the MacGreen re-roofing repairs. It was a little bit, is it just a roof repair or is this adding solar panels? It was a little bit confusing because in the name of the contract it said something about solar, and so I wasn't sure if I read it wrong or it's just you're fixing roofing and then just happens to be a solar company or something.
I see in front, I have the contract in front of me. It looks like it's just repair work, removing wood, installing wood, removing fascia board, installing fascia board.
Okay, all right.
But if I remember correctly, it's linked to the ability to put solar paneling on at that site, right, Jeremiah?
There is some linkage, but a few months ago, we had the solar contract approved. So this is part of it, but it's just the repair part of it.
Oh, okay.
For the roofing. Yeah. Okay.
I was just wondering, and then I was wondering, are we requesting any sort of subsidy or anything for the solar?
Yes.
Yeah. Just wanted to, because I didn't notice that in this, so I just didn't remember.
And Allison would be able to speak about this at great lengths. She has talked about the subsidies and the discounts she's found, and she's gone to great lengths on that front. But I'm sorry that because of the safety efforts, I'm not deeply knowledgeable about that right now.
Yeah, that's fine. Because when I read it, I thought it only had the wood part. And I'm like, am I missing something? And I guess I got distracted because it was part of their name that they are solar something. So I just wanted to confirm that.
Thank you. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Thank you for reading it.
I had a question also about this same company. And I know I missed a couple of meetings. Was this company, were their bids taken and this company won out, or because of the emergency? Okay. Okay.
Yeah, Allison did go through a process of talking to several vendors and getting quotes.
Thank you.
So since we're on it, two very quick things. One is in the state of California, the max that they can take is a 10% deposit or $1,000. And they say 10%. I think we just need to add in there that it would be a max of 1,000 and not 1850, just as a matter of contract law. Also, and coming from the roofing business to a certain extent, if a contractor does work on a roof that was previously installed and has a warranty on it, that warranty may be voided if they are not licensed to do work on that particular roof material. So we may want to look at that and ensure that the warranty is not going to be voided because they're not approved to do work on that particular roof. Just something to check. And also it does state in there a potential maintenance contract. It's in capital letters. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if Allison's the one to answer it, but are we right? The maintenance option, are we choosing a maintenance contract from this company or not? It's just more of a question than anything.
I just texted Allison to see if she can join the board meeting. I recommend we pause until we go to the next section, come right back to this if she can join. If not, we can take it off. I don't know if we can take it off. Let me see if I can get her though. So let's, okay. Thank you. I'm sorry that I don't have the answers to all these
questions. And again, I'm not sure if it prevents us from approving it. I just think we need to make sure those first two things are in place. Again, $850 versus $1,000. I mean,
there she is. But,
yeah.
Oh, Allison, hey. Thanks so much for joining. She's probably connecting to audio right now.
We'll give it a
Allison,
moment.
Allison, can you hear us?
Allison, we see you.
Can you hear us, Allison?
You're on mute.
You're on mute. Hey, Allison, they have questions about the McGrain Energy Corp invoice for the roofing, and so we wanted to address them before we vote. Can you hear us?
I can hear you.
Okay, great. Anthony, do you mind directing those questions to Allison?
Sure. So, Allison, a few questions. One, as you may or may not know, contract law in California, a 10% deposit with a max of $1,000. So I would ask that language be put in there, because if you take 10%, it's $1,850. So just an FYI on that. Also, depending on the roof product and the manufacturer, the warranty may be voided if the vendor or subcontractor is not approved to do work on that roof. So I don't know if they're approved or not, but that's something you should consider and ensure that the roof warranty won't be voided if they do work on it.
Do you know if there's a warranty on the roof still, Allison? Yeah.
So remind me which.
You went on mute again.
You went on mute again. This is the contract for the roof woodwork.
You're on mute, Allison.
At ETHS Lawndale.
Okay, so this isn't for the roofs that cover the buildings. This is for the walkway roofs that move the kids from classroom to classroom. So it's not for roofs that cover inside spaces, but for the walkway roofs. So it's a different roof, and so they're not under any kind of contract or any kind of warranty system right now. Okay. So we're okay.
Okay. And do you know if we're going to take advantage of the maintenance contract that's stated in there?
We probably will take advantage of it.
Okay. Okay. I would just suggest then that, assuming it makes a difference, that you add the language in of $1,000 as a max for a deposit.
Okay. McGrain has been a really good partner. They're the ones that have volunteered to work with us to put solar on the roofs at ECHS Lawndale for a fraction of the price. So they've been working with us for a while and have been really good partners.
Okay. I'll just say I'm comfortable moving forward with this if the rest of the board is, knowing that that deposit language may change. I don't think it would change us approving that contract. But I'll leave that up to anyone else if they disagree with that approach. Okay.
Jeremiah, do you want to show the agenda? Thank you.
So if I may once again ask if we can get a motion to approve the consent items, and then we can come back to questions, comments, concerns on the consent items A through D. Do I have a motion to approve consent items A through D?
This is Janina. I approve to go ahead and approve. I'm sorry. I motion to approve these consent items.
Thank you, Janina. Do I have a second?
This is Madhu. I second.
Thank you, Madhu. And welcome, Betsy, by the way. Okay, so.
I apologize.
Thank you for being here, Betsy. I know how much is on your plate right now. I can't believe you're here.
If I may just go through the list for a vote. Huey.
She said yes, but she was on mute.
Okay. Janina.
Yes.
Madhu.
Yes.
Denise?
Yes.
Zena?
Aye.
Betsy?
Aye.
And Anthony, aye. Consent items A through D have been approved. Any questions, concerns, comments regarding consent items A through D? Okay. Then we'll move to action items. So I'll just ask for now, did you want to discuss anything in relation to approving the ECS independent study policy?
So the independent study policy that we're proposing is based on the recommendations of charter school, CSDC, Charter School
Development Center.
Development Center, sorry. Thank you. And they've provided the legal guidance. Our intention is to provide short-term independent study for any student who needs it up to 15 days, long-term independent study for students who have health issues that require them to have independent study. And to the best of our ability, we're trying to coach families who really don't need independent study to transition back to in-person instruction, because we know that that's where they're going to get the highest quality of instruction. But we recognize that people have anxiety, and it's thankfully a tiny percentage of our population at this point. So we will continue to transition our families back to in-person as quickly as possible.
Thank you. Any questions regarding the policy before we take a motion and vote? Okay, just a quick question, Farnaz. Did we get this template from another source, or did we develop it from scratch? Just curious on this.
We got this from CSDC, so it's based on their legal guidance, and there may be some slight adjustments based on our campuses, but for the most part, it's 100% following their recommendations, and we wanted to not be very detailed and specific in our rendition of this policy, giving ourselves a little bit more room for how we implement it. And that is the plan as of now.
Okay, great, thank you.
Absolutely.
Okay, do I have a motion to approve the ECS independent study policy?
I so move that we approve the ECS independent study policy.
Thank you, Huey, do I have a second?
Zena, I second.
Zena, thank you. Okay, Huey.
Aye.
Janina.
Aye.
Madhu.
Aye.
Denise.
Aye.
Zena.
Aye.
Betsy.
Aye.
And Anthony, aye. So ECS independent study policy has been approved. Moving on to B, approving the revised ECS academic calendars. Farnaz, anything you want to discuss regarding that?
I'm wondering, Jeremiah, if you have any details on the shifts in this. My understanding, based on the comparison, is that there is no reduction in the minutes and the services that our students will be getting. It looks like we are going back to our normal schedule for the most part. And there's only slight changes based on shifts in the calendar year. But Jeremiah, did you have any additional feedback from Danielle?
Practically the same, just that, you know, there were some PD added. And as you could see in the comparison here, we're meeting the statutory minimums. So it's really not a major shift, but it's just something we have to do procedurally.
I think what's really great for you guys to be aware of as board members here is the number of professional development days that our teachers have. This is significantly beyond the norm. So we're going from 175 to 197 or 198 teacher workdays. So that difference, those 22 days, are what our teachers are getting in terms of professional development, and where we use this space to shift each year based on our priorities and engage them in thinking and planning. So that's one thing to be aware of. It's important to be conscious of the instructional days and whether or not we're meeting the requirements. And the parent conference days are important. So the number of days that we're providing for parents to engage and connect with their student, with their teachers directly.
Thank you, Jeremiah and Farnaz. Any questions, comments, concerns regarding the academic calendars? Okay, do I have a motion to approve the ECS academic calendars?
I move to approve the academic calendars.
Is that Madhu?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, Madhu. Do I have a second?
Betsy seconds.
Thank you, Betsy. Huey.
Aye.
Janina.
Aye.
Madhu.
Aye.
Denise.
Aye.
Zena.
Aye.
Betsy.
Aye.
And Anthony, aye. ECS academic calendars have been approved. Farnaz, if you want to talk about the dates, announcements, et cetera.
We did shift our one board meeting from, I think it was September 9th through September 23rd, just because we wanted to have a little bit more time before the next one. One question I have of Dr. Barnes, whether or not she will be able to be there on September 9th. As many of you may know, Dr. Barnes is planning to step off of our board at the end of September, and her service has been tremendous, and we'd like to recognize and celebrate her at the next board meeting if she can be there. Dr. Barnes, I'm sorry to put you on the spot to ask you that question.
I leave to go on my 10-day vacation on September 10th, so I'm not sure what I'm going to be involved in on the 9th.
Okay, well, hopefully we can find some other... No, it's going to be the 23rd instead of the 9th. We
okay.
Moved it.
My vacation is from the 10th through the 24th.
Oh, okay. Then we're going to hopefully... I'm going to find another date to celebrate you, but...
Bless you. Thank you.
This is the the last meeting at which she will be a formal board member, and hopefully we'll find another time to celebrate her service. I have to tell you, I've cried about it because I... have admired her so much, and she's been such a force of love and strength and goodness at ECS and at all of our Confronting Anti-Blackness and Racism sessions and at these board meetings. And she's made so many people feel so special and so seen. And they've all said that. They've all said she really sees us, and it makes them feel special. So we'll take more time to celebrate you. This is supposed to be a quick meeting, unfortunately, so we don't have the time to do it here, but hopefully we'll do that we'll find a day to do that. But you're amazing, and we love and appreciate you.
Thank you.
So the idea is to move the 9th meeting to the 23rd, Denise, because the 9th is just too soon, and we're expecting to have other issues that we might need to bring to you based on all the quickly changing policy. So a little bit more time would be helpful. Okay.
Okay. Anything you want to say regarding the committee meetings, Farnaz?
Nothing really. They're there, and hopefully we'll be able to have most of them. We'll keep you posted if they're necessary, or if they're going to be changing.
Gotcha. Okay, thank you. As we close, I know we have appreciated in a minimal amount to Dr. Barnes, but want to open it up to any other appreciations before we adjourn.
I just want to appreciate everybody in on staff and faculty who are so resilient, and I can only imagine how tough it's been with like getting ramped up and then getting slammed with Delta and now having to pivot again. And you all are really impressive in how you have been exhibiting agile leadership. So thank you.
I would like to appreciate Farnaz today. Just, you know, I've been really inundated the last few weeks with a variety of things and under the weather this week. And she stepped in and took over some of my work in progress and just took it on and, you know, didn't come down on me for not being where I would like to be. So just really appreciate it. Thank you, Farnaz.
That's great.
I too want to commend the staff and the leadership. I can't imagine what it must be with you feet on the ground, what you're really undergoing with the students, the parents, the administration. So I just want you to be encouraged. You'll be in my prayers that everything will turn out and you will have success at the end of the school term.
Thank you.
I just want to appreciate everyone who made the call today. I know it was kind of short notice. It went a little bit longer than expected. So thank you for your time. It's just great that you guys can make the commitment and get on. So thank you.
I'm incredibly grateful for you all. Thank you so much. I just have to say this has been a crazy, crazy month. And it is such a gift to have a board that is not a task or a job. You guys are nothing but support. And at other places I've had to be like, well, 10, 20, 30% of my time has gone to meeting the needs of my board members. And this is not the case here. You do nothing but help and love. So thank you so much. And Jeremiah, there is nothing to ever admonish you for. You're a gift from God. And I thank God for you all the time. And, you know, and Dr. Barnes, prayers are always welcome. So to whatever forces are out there in the universe, please send them our ways. I want no more transmissions ever again. Yeah.
All right, everyone, on that beautiful note, do I have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
I move that the meeting be adjourned.
Thank you, Huey. Do I have a second?
I second.
Thank you, Madhu. All right, Huey.
Aye.
Janina.
Aye.
Madhu.
Aye.
Denise.
Aye.
Zina.
Aye.
Betsy.
Aye.
And Anthony, aye. Meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everyone. Have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy your trip to Maui, Dr. Barnes. And
thank you
for your last full participation and your last vote.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dr. Barnes.
We'll miss you. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Bye, everyone.
Thank you.